Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Miss Goldie TU radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. I miss y'all so much, and I'm so glad to be broadcasting live from super sunny ATL. Well, it's not so sunny right now. It's kind of cloudy, but to me, it looks sunny. I swear when I woke up this morning, it was Christmas. If I tell you, I haven't had such a better day than I had in a long, long time. So shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to everybody logged on. We got an exciting show for you tonight. We got Prince Joe Shun. You know, I'm going to talk about him in a little while. I'm going to tell you who he is and what he does, you know. Mr. R&B himself. And I got my co-host, my sister, on the line. Hey, sister. Hey, Addie.
Hey, sis. Hi, everybody.
That's right. You know what? I'm so glad to be back home. Even though New York is my home, Yonkers is my home. But right now, it's so chaotic. It's so much to worry about. And it's hard to work and have focus of mind when you're surrounded by such angry people. When I got back to Georgia, let me tell you, it was like I have to recondition myself to speak to people and to say, hi, good morning, how you doing? And people are smiling at me and they're looking at me, but they're not being funny and they're not laughing at me. But if I was in New York, it would be like if you walked up to a group of people and they're laughing, it's like, what are you laughing at? But down here, they're laughing because I'm smiling and I'm making them laugh. And just my personality is just such a radiant glow to everyone that it makes people laugh. So you know what? Shout out to the real mean people in New York that always have attitude, that's always holding grudges, and they always got so many problems. Not to say people in the South don't have problems, but they tend to have problems with a smile. So you know what? I'm glad to be back. I had an exciting trip. My daughter, she graduated. She went to the prom. Shout out to Erica. I call her Miss America. Cause that's my Miss America. She's so much like me and I love it. She's such an independent person and she knows what she wants to do and how she wants to do it. And I love my kids for that because, you know, I have children and they all know what they want to do and how they want to do it. whether it's the right thing or the not so right thing, they have a plan of their own. And I respect them for that, because we all need a plan of our own, even if we, you know, whatever choices we make in life, these are the choices that we are making. No one can make them for us. We all have to make choices for ourselves. So, you know, shout out to them. Shout out to my kids. I love them. And we got my homeboy Prince Joshun coming on tonight in a few minutes, in a little while. I can't wait to Addie grill him. Everybody loves when they get grilled by Addie. Don't you just love when people get grilled by her?
I love grilling.
I know you do. That's the best part of this show, if you ask me, too. When you grill people, I just be kicking a loony bobo with y'all. So I'm going to take it to the artist of the week, which is Climax, and it's super old school. It's called I Miss You. And if you are listening, maybe your mom knows, maybe you know. I don't know if you know, but it's a lot of good music out here in this world. And we messed up when we started letting these garbage pill. So we're going to take it right now to Climax, and I Miss You. And we'll be back with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Z Radio Network.
She's gonna probably feel like
that drop ain't really, it's okay, but
I know, but it ain't nothing you want to jump on, but something consistent.
Hello, 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 everybody. Well, we back on the air, and Miss Goldilocks, she's gonna tell you all more about who our guest is that will be coming on. Joe Shun, before our next commercial.
Outside of having clients, there's so much downtime.
About the show tonight. Wow, both talking and don't realize that she's talking with two people at the same time, the listeners as well as being online. I just want to say how I appreciate her for this great opportunity for being a co-host, something I never expected. I'm excited about interviewing Mr. Joe Shun today. He's a wonderful artist with me going deep, finding. Y'all know how I do. I get down into people's business. So I'm so excited about interviewing him and getting deep down in Joe Shun's business. But right now I'm going to turn it back over to Ms. Goldie.
Right. So you are now live with the Ms. Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts, on Cuisine Radio Network for Urban Culture Lift. I'm just so giggly right now because I'm so happy to be home. So while we're waiting for Prince Joe Shun to join us, I'm going to take it to some old school Patti LaBelle.
Only you knew how much I do.
If you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. I'm so excited about my guest tonight because you know what? Most of the guests that I have on my show, I work with them personally. Like, I don't just pick random people out the sky or random people. I pick people I believe in. I pick people that I work with, people that I had an opportunity to experience some part of their life, of their work, and of their music, of their business, of their cause. My show is not always about music. It's sometimes about business. Sometimes it's about our community. Sometimes it's about God. It's about our children. It might be about fighting for anything in this world, but whatever it's about, it's going to be First Lady with the Facts, and that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be telling the facts. I got my guest on the line, Prince Joshun. We're going to be talking to him in a couple of seconds. I know my sister can't wait to talk to him. I can't wait till she talks to people. Don't y'all agree? Y'all got to start shouting her up, shouting her out. Y'all got to start calling in, you know. Send us some questions that you might want her to ask, might want me to ask. You can always log on to www.culturezineradionetwork.com and you can listen to the past Miss Goldie to You shows, and you could just join us every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. You could tell your friends, you could tell your cousins, you know, just spread it like gossip because, you know, we're going to be on here getting the facts. That's what we're going to be doing. And we could just spread it like gossip. So, sister, you ready? Sister, you ready?
Ready? Is Joshun ready?
Yeah. Prince Joshun's online right now. Tuned in.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. How you doing tonight? I know that you're a very, very busy man, and I so appreciate you coming on the Miss Goldie T radio show and giving us some of your time because I know you got a lot of things going on. So we're going to chop it up real quick and see what you got going down. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing excellent. I want to thank you so much, Miss Goldie, for giving artists, independent artists as well as major artists, opportunity to shine, you know, on your platform that you actually have on right now. You know what I mean? So it's an honor for me to be a part of the situation, and I appreciate you paying homage to me on what I'm actually doing right now and getting ready to give to the world as well.
Right, and you know what? I caught you on some short term, but with us is really long term because, you know, we got a lot of projects that we're working on together, and we're going to talk about that. So it's like, you know, I'm just, this is basically like a shout out right now. This is a little introduction. But we gonna always have you on the Miss Goldie to You show. I'm definitely gonna be breaking the record that we're gonna play in a few seconds that I can't wait to play. So we're gonna be breaking it right here on the Miss Goldie to You radio show and your future albums because, you know, I like what you do and I appreciate what you do. And I saw you perform. From the first time that I saw you, it was like, wow, okay. People still really do music. And we're going to, matter of fact, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not going to even keep saying how we're going to get into that. I'm just going to straight play the song for y'all first. This, I don't usually do that. You know, we usually get into people's business first and then we go to the song. But right now, I need to let the song explain where we going with this journey and why I chose special kind of relationship with this artist and why he's on the Miss Goldie to You show. And this song is Prince Joshun, R&B Ain't Dead. We gonna play it and we're gonna come back and talk about it on the Miss Goldie to You radio show.
Let's do it.
R&B music, man. Everybody standing around the club looking all hard, mean, mugging. What happened to love making? You know what I'm saying?
Tell me, have you seen it? Tell me where it go.
Yeah.
I remember when I used to sing R&B on stage, attract a lot of,
you know,
women throwing patties on stage,
yeah,
and your boy going hard on the scene. Melodies followed by high notes, and then the crowd hit me up with them screams.
Yeah.
I say true musicians don't play no more.
No.
Tell me where they went. I say truly vocals don't sing no more.
No.
Tell me where did it go. opportunity. R&B ain't dead,
no.
Not as far as I see. Cause you know it lives within you and me.
Yeah.
R&B ain't dead.
No.
I know y'all hear what I say. Some of y'all doing that new shit just to get paid.
Yes, yeah, so if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie 2 Radio Show. First Lady with the Facts on Culture Z Radio Network. And we got Prince Joe Shunt. And you know what? I just spoke to your management and I heard that that was your featured single, R&B Ain't Dead. And guess what? We knocking that on the Miss Goldie 2 Radio Show because you know what really did happen to R&B music? I mean, what did happen to the singing people and you know, the good music? What happened to that? Let's get into that.
And as you get into it, could you please tell us, I'm going to dip into another song of yours that you remade by The Deal to Occasion, because that is real music.
Oh, yes, that's my song.
Yeah. That's something I had to pay homage to for when I was little. I grew up on music like that. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on the Jodeci's, the Baby Faces, the Deal, the Shy Lights, and all of that. You know, I had the opportunity to, you know, listen to those records when they were being played. You know what I'm saying? CDs and things like that when I was real young. So I embodied the essence of that particular time frame. And what I did was, you know, when I was growing up, I just utilized that into what I was actually doing now. You know, now, you know, what's on the scene right now is kind of what they call trap music and everything too. But what I'm actually bringing to the table is an embodiment of the true soul sound with the, you know, with the new school of everybody, what everybody likes as far as the beats and everything too. But I'm doing it without losing the soul essence of what you can play on a record and really just feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And what is the repertory of Joe Shun?
Well, the meaning of me and who I am is, again, I'm like kind of a chameleon there, in other words. You know what I mean? Like, I've been influenced by so many cultures and so many sounds to where, you know, I know where I come from and everything, but I feel that music is really international. It comes from a place of soul. You understand what I'm saying? So you can't really put it in a certain genre. And I feel that I can actually do that because with my music, of course, you know, don't put me in a box because I say R&B. You know what I'm saying? What I rep is like futuristic R&B, but I'm just utilizing that as the essence of where has it went. You know, when you think about R&B music and when you play it, you used to walk up in a club. Well, I used to hear stories where people would tell me, like, when I used to walk into a club and before the club ended, you know, they played a slow jam and I got a chance to dance with that guy or I got a chance to dance with that girl. And it just made me feel real good, you know, to feel that particular music with a person that I probably didn't know and I got an opportunity to know, or with that person that I've known for a long time. And I'm trying to bring that back to the scene, you know what I'm saying? But without losing the new crowd, because, you know, times change. You got to adapt to what's actually popping right now.
And you know what? You're absolutely right. You have to stay relevant And I love the fact that you stick to the original R&B. And you know what? Sometimes we like to change for situation and environment and music. I was downtown the other day and I ran into a guy that, you know, listened to a lot of my music, and he told me that I made timeless music. And I listened to a few of your songs, and what you make is timeless music. So you have to make music that can survive that time, this time, and the next time. So is, you know, I like the music that you make, and but you know, I'm a lady, and I'm a real lady. I'm not like, you know, a new school lady. I'm like an old school lady, even though I'm not really that old. I'm not actually old at all. But I like where women have respect. I see in your songs you have love for women, and you express loving women. But I feel like you express it in a way that contributes to like more of a sexual nature. Like, not that I'm against love songs. I'm a love song fan. I'm an R&B chick, like, for real. But I just feel like, you know, like,
You hit it right on the head, Miss Goldie. First of all, I look at women as goddesses, okay? So, and I'm just going to be real with you. And I think that's what actually is missing from the game right now, because everybody's trying to be so hard. It's okay to be hard because we need that testosterone level as well. But what people don't understand is a duality that needs to exist out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming with it on this level because I'm bringing the testosterone as far as my music and the beats, the subwoofers. And I'm going to beat up your – I'm going to try to give you some eargasms, in other words. You know what I'm saying? But I'm coming with some hard beats. But the melody is more passionate and it's catered to the women, because I want y'all to come back and believe in us, man, because I feel that we've let you down. And I'm going to be real with you. So that's what I mean by when I say futuristic R&B, I'm bringing that love back without losing the essence and being the warriors in which we are as men, in other words. And hopefully when you hear my music, you can kind of get that essence and kind of hear that when you put it into your streaming system, in other words.
And I like that you're saying that, because I appreciate that as a woman that still believe in love and old fairy tale stuff like that or whatever else, because I am love, because I am a woman altogether.
That's right.
However, but it still goes back to like, because we're going to repeat some of this stuff here, because we're going to get into my questioning and dig it down into you. So
okay,
that's what we but when I was saying that the about Prince Joshun, I want you to tell people about Prince, the humbleness of the Prince, and about Joe and how he was shunned, and that's how you got this name. Because we need to know, you telling us about your music, but we want to know the man behind the music that feels all this passion and want women to love again, and you're trying to wheel us back in and keep us there on that platform. So tell us about you.
Well, I was born and raised on the south side of Chicago went from there, got the opportunity to go to school, in other words, you know what I mean? And then I ventured off into Dallas. I was down in DFW. Shout out to all my peoples out there, Six Dudes from Chronic Album and the rest of the folks and all of that, you know what I mean? But I had the opportunity to go out there. I was in Louisiana, went out to Cali. So I was all around, but growing up as a youth, I had the opportunity, again, going back to the listening to these songs that kind of influenced me to do what I'm doing right now. You know what I mean? It gave me the opportunity because of what I was actually going through as a youth and circumstances and environment and things like that. What I want to say is, like, my story is no harder than anybody else's story, right? So I don't need no sympathy or anything like that, but we've all been through some things, but it made me into the person that I am right now. And what the shun means, meaning that I was shunned, there's always going to be some type of obstacles that's going to come into play that's going to actually stop your blessings or try to stop your blessings. But the way I looked at it, it was a test for me. So I looked at those particular obstacles as, okay, you know what? This is something that I'm going to have to deal with. So man up about it, How can you get over that particular obstacle? You could call it an internal talking, or you can say it was the Most High, meaning God, or whoever your God that you believe in, right? He told me what I was supposed to be doing. So when those obstacles came into my life, I looked at it like it was just minor situations, and they weren't going to be there for a long time. So it pushed me through because I had that extra energy of knowing because of the conversation that I had with the Most High. So I know what I'm supposed to be doing, no matter how long it takes for me to get to that exposure or what you call, you know, success, right? But as long as I'm actually touching the folks out here with my music, and people can walk up to me and say, you know what, man, I followed you for so long, and man, you haven't got a Grammy yet, but that song that you wrote for me, man, it just made me feel a certain way, and it took me through another level to where, you know, like, it got me through. That made
okay,
my day.
Okay, wait, let me stop you right there, because some of my questions go into that. Like, you have a bit of music out here, and I'm a bit surprised because I like your kind of music, and to me,
Thank you.
If it's just love them, like, you know how they say the panty droppers and all that type of stuff, and I'm surprised that I didn't hear some of those panty dropping tunes before now. But I want to give you your props thus far, because I really like the sound. And
thank you.
As you being a very experienced man within the music industry, you topped into various genres, beginning from gospel music. Please enlighten us in how you productively maintain the diversity within your music.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, it all started from you know, gospel music and being around with my mom and everything, taking me to church and being a part to sitting in the pews and listening to the gospel singers and get influenced and so on. You know, they may say, well, dang, why are you doing secular music right now? You know, come back to the source, you know what I mean? But the way I look at it is the source has always been there. You know, it's there right now, even what I'm actually doing. I don't feel that I'm doing anything that's negative in a negative sense, because it all touches home. It touches that same spirit. It touches that same essence that actually makes you believe in what I'm actually singing, or makes you feel a certain way. That's magic, you know.
Okay.
So it all started there, you know, like most singers, it always.
You play the piano. Is there any other instrument that you play? And which stretch it out within recording your own music? Do you like implement it within your recording?
Yes, I do. You know, as far as playing the piano, you know, I produce a couple of songs as well. But I'm always working with other new producers that's actually coming up, old producers as well. But I also play the trumpet. I can play the guitar just a little bit. You know, I can sample and sequence on the guitar, you know what I mean? But, you know, that's just something that I feel that an artist needs to do. You know, every artist, I don't care what you do, if you're painting or if you're, you know, whatever you do as an artist, you need that canvas. And what I mean by canvas, you need something to where you can wake up and actually practice your craft on every day. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
So
right.
as
right.
far as me... So as far as me implementing like trumpet or anything in my music just yet, no, because I feel that I still haven't mastered it to that point to where I need to expose it to the world, in other words. No, not yet. But piano.
You know what?
Yes.
No artist ever feels like they mastered anything. Me as an artist personally, I don't care if I go in the studio and tonight it was the hottest thing tonight. Tomorrow when
right.
I wake up, oh my God, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could have did this better. I don't even like that song now. Now I don't even like the song. And it's like, I'm my
right.
worst critic, but you have an awesome variety of music. And speaking of, you know, I got two songs that I want to hear before we get off the air. And I don't know which
okay.
one I'm going to play first, because it's like we only got about 15 minutes left. You know, shout out to Culture Zine Radio Network. Shout out to Shaquille Abdul and the whole Culture Zine Radio Network.
Yes.
I'm going to have to get a 25-hour show, I think. What you think? But I think I got to have 25 hours.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
And it's only 24. But you know what? What I'm trying to say is I'm going to pull that extra hour out this world. I'm going to pull that extra day out this life. So... We all got to, you know, do our work and do what we do to make that extra day count, to make sure every day is like the best day. Every day you did the most you could do. And I don't know if I want to play chicken or no string. I mean, I'm going to play No Strings. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play No Strings by Prince Joseon. Tell me what this song is about.
Well, the song is basically about as an artist or a performer that's in the limelight, you know, a lot of people come up to you and they offer you things to the level of something that you know deep in your heart that you can't really be a part about, you know, a part of, in other words, you know. So this is my representation for that particular person, meaning man or woman. You're letting them know, like, hey, listen, we can be friends, we can kick it, but it's no strings attached. Don't fall in love because maybe you may be a part of a different situation, and then you get around someone that may influence you to that level to where you want to be a part of their situation, but you're already tied in to someone else. So be careful what you do. That's basically what I'm saying.
But why you can't fall in love and love multiple people? Like, why you can't, if you know, you might love Miss Goldie for certain reasons in a different kind of way. So it's like, you know, you got to kind of be more specific. But I'm going to go to the song.
Can I explain that, though? Can I explain that before you play that? But let me explain what you just asked me. And I'm going to say that you can love multiple people. You can love more abundant amount of people, right? But you got to make sure you let that other person know of that other person that you've fallen in love with. And that's the problem. A lot of these dudes out here is not doing it. A lot of these chicks out here is not doing it. Be straight up with a person. That way you're giving them the opportunity to choose and say, yes, I would love for you to be a part of that, or nay. There we go.
You know what? It's crazy because I just posted something on my Instagram to that effect yesterday, and it may not have been said quite the way you said it, but I'd rather for a person to give me the opportunity to know what I'm dealing with versus a person that pretends to be something else that I may not want to deal with. At least give me the option to say yes or no. Let me pick chocolate or vanilla. Don't just offer one thing. So now we're going to go to No Strings. We'll be right back with the Ms. Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture definitely lives.
Oh, yeah.
They just wanna know, they don't have to know. They just wanna know, they don't have to know. They just wanna know, they don't have to know. They just wanna know, no.
They don't know, nobody has to know the truth about us. Never tell a soul about the things we're gonna do. We do the things we do. Nobody has to know about us.
Ooh, I admit it. Yeah, you got that walk. Let's get together, girl, so we can talk. Yeah, let's get in it, so we can chop it up. And we can talk about everything, cause damn, girl, you're fine as fuck. We can get to know each other real slow. About to get your bra and panties like, whoa. Girl, you're my Atlantis, I'm just trying to get yours. If you're feeling me, step up and let her play it low. What I'm trying to say is me and you can get closer, we can do things every day. Girl, I'm trying to make moves with you, so tell me what's next. Just because I'm down with you, girl, it ain't all about the sex. No hickeys on your neck.
Whatever you want to do, we can do it. If that means that you just want to get away,
Tell me if you win it.
No strings,
tell me if you win it.
to this room. If you ain't up on that bookish, keep it on the low. You can't be my little secret. Writing on your lip, we about to do some freakish. You say you got that action, so show me you can handle it. Body so soft, ain't rushing. Take my time with it. The way that she walked, you would swear she was modeling. Happy that she mind to get me for the night. We grinding, get now. She got that antidote. And she like to let it go. I hit it but never choke. She screaming, don't let her go. Yeah, at your crib, but we on it. Yeah, touch his butt, she moaning. Yeah, had to take a place to get out tonight, but I be out before we reach moaning. I told her don't be catching feelings, but she going catching the feelings. Now she tripping all in the feelings. When it's time for me to leave the building. Yeah, yeah, wait. I know we seem like the perfect match. My schedule don't allow for that. I told you once, no strings attached. Yeah, yeah.
Nobody has to know.
No strings attached.
The truth about us.
No strings attached.
Never tell a soul.
No strings attached.
Cause they ain't gotta know.
No, you ain't gotta say nothing.
Yeah.
No, you ain't gotta say a word.
If you have just joined us, you are now, you just missed the Miss Goldie T radio show, but you can always log on and tune in and join us later. But I know my sister's got questions for Prince Joshun before we get up out of here. We got to find out where we can find him at. We got to find out what he's working on, give his shout out. So, you know, sis, take it out of here.
Okay, Prince. With January, now this is vital for me to know. What January really touches your soul, and it's a major, and that it's a major effect on what gives that you get to us, and tell us the extent and value of what you really give and expect back in this industry.
Wow, that's a wonderful question. First of all, I love every artist that's actually out and doing what they're actually doing right now because they actually have a platform to do that. But there's a lot of artists that's not being seen right now on the underground scene that's actually bringing more to the table than what you actually are seeing right now that's out there. So as far as what influences me is what I actually see so far. But, you know, again, I am more catering to more of the soul sound. You understand what I'm saying? I don't care what song it is or who you actually are as an artist. But as long as you're actually doing something that's meaningful and that touches the soul, you know, I'm a part of. If not, then, you know, I got to keep it moving or whatever.
Okay. And because we don't have much time, and like she said, I do want you to be able to tell people where they can locate you and find you and stuff like that. So we are going to have to be scheduled because I ain't dig all up in your business like I really wanted to. But I am going to ask you this. There are various artists that you had that have inspired you. And by me not only reading your bio, you know, I do my research, so you know by now to where I dig all the way in your background. So there's a lot of people that you have been working with, collab with, and featured on their music and stuff like that. I mean, normally, you know, in the industry, you really don't want to drop too many names. You just want to make yourself visible. But I want you to drop a few names of who you've been with and as far as even the group, The Return, and where is that at this point?
Oh, wow. Okay, so I see you've been, you've been doing your research on me, and I appreciate
that.
All right, well, I've worked with a lot of artists, man. Public Announcement, I was a young buck working with them. High Five, H-Town, RIP to the big homie Dino. Shout out to Shazam and G.I. Had the opportunity, one of my mentors is Lil G from Silk. I know y'all know who that is, right? And shout out to their new album. They just dropped a new album as well. But yeah, I was a part of the High Five situation called The Return, so y'all can Google that and check it out. You know, shout out to Mike Jones too. You know, Paul Wall, Busy Bone, everybody that was a part of that situation as well. Again, that's just something that I feel that it was a blessing to be imprinted in time forever, to be a part of that situation and everything. You know, but now it's time for some new stuff, and it's some futuristic R&B. Getting ready to come out right now, you know what I mean? And y'all are part of it, and I appreciate the love so much.
Okay, and one last question before you give us your business, your info.
Yeah.
Tell me, how are you, like, what is the collaboration with Rah Rah Entertainment? Because I see that as well. I see a lot of that, you know, promotions coming from Rah Rah Entertainment, and I want to, you know, give a shout out to him as well.
That's right. Well, I want to send a big shout out to Rah Rah management team. That's what I'm a part of. We got some big things on the scene for 2016 and beyond. We got some international dates that's getting ready to pop off. International tour. I'm launching my single, and y'all heard it first right here, okay? And that's R&B Ain't Dead, plus some other songs that's getting ready to jump off. We're headed to DR, the UK, Germany, Africa. And I want to send a major shout out to XXI International Booking Agent. So y'all get ready, man. We coming for y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give y'all a breath of fresh air. I promise you. Prince Joshun, Rah Rah Management Team, we are coming for you guys, man. It's on.
It's been truly a pleasure and honor speaking with you. Even like digging in your background, it, like you said, it brings us back to the old school, but which is really new school. And, you know, I appreciate you opening up to me and our guests, you know, the people that's listening and everybody. But just give us your handle as we close out.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let y'all know where y'all can reach me at and follow me, because we got some big things that's getting ready to jump off. Like I said, again, it's futuristic R&B. It's all about the new. Everything that you like on the radio right now, we're bringing it to your eardrums, all right? But we're bringing a different soul style to you, okay? So get ready for it. But y'all can reach me at just Google me, Prince Joshun, Joshun. You can reach me at Instagram at Prince Joshun, and you can get me on youtube.com/Prince Joshun. That's Joshun.
Yes.
Thank you so much
for being a guest on the Ms. Goldie T radio show, First Lady with the Stacks, where my sister Addie asks all the good questions and gets to all the good topics. And I'm so glad that you decided to join us, and we will be working with you and working on your project. And shout out to your management, Rah Rah Entertainment, and everything you got going on. And you know, we're going to be breaking your record on the Ms. Goldie T radio show. People can tune in. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you so much. And we will see you next week, every Tuesday, 8 p.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio. Or you can go on CultureZRadioNetwork.com. And I'm going to take it out of here. Prince Joshun's other song called Trickin'. I guess it ain't tricking if you ain't got it. I don't know if it's tricking if you got it, if you ain't got it.
Yeah. You want, and I will provide, and I promise. let me tell you. Ain't no thing for me to spend a little cash. You think that I'm going crazy and you might laugh. But what is a game is that? That's something they may ask. And just because you show me loyalty, you can have anything from me.
When I'm with my players,
ask me how can I do that? Cause when I was down and out, she gave me all she had. You see, this is my gift for all that she's done. I just wanna show you, baby, you're the one. My one.